South Sudan is facing what the UN calls the world's worst food crisis. The man-made catastrophe in the young nation comes after months of fighting between rival political factions. Farmers haven't had time to plant or take care of their cattle. The Obama administration is tapping into emergency funds to try to send aid and help stave off a famine. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is also stepping up the pressure on South Sudan's political leaders to put aside their differences and to do it soon.
On a visit to South Sudan with her Security Council colleagues, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, issued this dire warning. 3 years after the country's independence, she says, South Sudan's leaders have pushed the country to the brink of becoming a failed state.
This Security Council visit comes in a way as an emergency visit.
A grave risk of famine looms over South Sudan, Power told reporters in the capital, Juba. She says 50,000 children under the age of 5 are at risk of dying from malnutrition. The UN ambassador is warning all sides in the conflict that they could face sanctions if they continue to carry out human rights violations and don't follow up on their commitments to stop the fighting.
We hear very worrying reports of more arms being brought into this country in order to set the stage for another battle, another set of battles when the dry season commences. This is deeply alarming.
Secretary of State John Kerry also issued a statement this week blasting South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, and his rival, Riek Machar, for missing deadlines in their peace talks while innocent people die. Kerry calls this an outrage. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says South Sudan's political leaders must assume their responsibilities and put their people's interests above their own. She says the U.S. will offer another $180 million because, as her statement puts it, the scale of suffering is shocking. Oxfam America's Noah Gottschalk says aid agencies in South Sudan are stretched thin.
Which is why we really need to see the violence stopping. We need all parties to really adopt zero tolerance for any targeting of aid workers, any obstructions to humanitarian access and to humanitarian aid being delivered to people who need it the most, and ultimately a political solution.
The humanitarian policy advisor for Oxfam says this is a legacy issue not just for South Sudan's political leaders, but also for the U.S., which played a key role in helping the country become independent. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.